Welcome to the Backend Engineering Show with your host, Hussein Nasser. This is the show where we discuss the art and the craft of building software and cover recent news on backend technologies. If you enjoy the show, make sure to subscribe to the YouTube channel and rate it on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. With that said, let's get on the show. Guys, it looks like Microsoft services, 365 services, went down today on noon, March 15th, 2021. And as a result, Microsoft Teams was affected. People cannot send the messages. People couldn't log in. And let's see some of the messages that people started to get. Some people getting this error, sign in failed, just random. Some people... this is the actual dashboard. Some people couldn't even sign in to the dashboard to actually see the dashboard. And here's another someone else trying to report an issue, but the act of reporting the issue is failing. That we've seen this many times with outages. When an outage severe as this happened, a global outage, might I say, sometimes the health monitoring aspect of the outage service goes down. So you can't even see the status of the service. Like it's like a reverse Schrodinger's cat. You can't even look to see if the cat is dead, right? So that's exactly what's happening here. So it's pretty bad. So Microsoft have identified the issue. I'm going to summarize the issue right now. They identified the issue. It was an install that was made to an authenticated service, an authentication system, essentially. And we know what Microsoft Authentication System. This is the Azure Active Directory, right? That's their authentication. So they made an install to that. That broke something, and now nobody can sign in, right? How beats me, right? Apparently, the production environment is completely different than the actual staging environment. Let's read through this a little bit and then jump into the status pages that we have, because knowing Microsoft, they're not going to give us a root cause analysis compared to other companies. Like, let me know, guys. But I never seen a detailed incident report from Microsoft at all. They just send a status. So let's read through this. We've investigating an issue for access to multiple Microsoft 365 services. Please visit the admin center post MO244568 for more information. We'll provide additional information. We've confirmed that this issue could be affecting users worldwide. Hussein, didn't this happen back in 2020? You're absolutely right. It did happen, and it was a global. And guess what? It was the same exact cause. It was Microsoft Active Directory. So almost like this central point of failure, the sign in, the token thing, like the thing that gives you privileges to log in goes down. You're pretty much dead. That's what happened to Google back in what? December, was it? They ran out of a quota, which prevented people from signing in, so which is odd. And once you can't sign in, you cannot do anything really. So we've identified an issue with a recent change to an authentication system. We're rolling back the update to mitigate impact, which we expect we will approximately take 15 minutes. Additional information can be found at status.office.com or the link to the issue. So there was an issue. They started processing the rollback. The process of rollback, the change is taking longer than expected. We'll provide an ETA as soon as one available. Then we've identified the underlying cause of the problem and are taking step to mitigate the impact. We'll provide an updated ETA. And then they go on. We're currently rolling out a mitigation worldwide. So they thought it's an issue. They rolled back that. Then they identify the codes, but they didn't tell us what are the codes, obviously. And now they're installing this, rolling out this mitigation fix worldwide. Customers should be seeing recovery at this time. And we anticipate full remedy within 60 minutes. That was 6 hours ago. The update has finished deployment to all impacted regions. Microsoft 365 are showing decreasing error rates. Okay, so it looks like everything is going back to normal. And the final update was like 45 minutes ago. Our monitoring indicates that majority of the services have fully recovered. However, we're addressing a subset of services that are still experiencing some residual impact and delaying in recovery. So still, as of now, it's 8:30 p.m. PST. Still, Microsoft's not fully recovered. That, yikes. So this is the update. What is up and what is not up? So Microsoft Teams, still, people are not able to send messages. Intune, Power BI, Office licensing, Office web application, Outlook.com, Exchange Online, all of these stuff are half and half. They're still not up, fully running. Microsoft Forms, I don't know who's using that, are recovered. SharePoint is recovered. OneDrive is recovered. Yammer, Admin Portal recovered. So Admin Portal was the portal that tells you the outage status. And people couldn't sign in to see what's going on. We've seen this so many times, right? It's really scary. Managing a big system is not easy, guys. This is huge. All right. So Azure status, I found another link giving you a little bit more details on the issue. Let's read it through. Authentication errors across multiple Microsoft services. Pursuing mitigation action for residual impact. Summary of the impact. Starting at approximately 1915 UTC on 15 March 2021, They flipped the date so because it's a global outage, so they need to show people the right format of the date. Some customers may experience issues authenticating into Microsoft services, including Microsoft Teams, Office, Dynamics, Xbox, yeah, and Azure Portal, all of that stuff. Current status. We have completed rollout of a fix addressing the Azure Active Directory underlying codes. What is underlying codes? Only God knows. Mitigating impact to Azure Active Directory and Azure Portal. Some customers may be seeing preliminary signs of recovery. At this time, a subset of Azure services may be experiencing residual impact due to downstream impact of Azure Storage and Azure Key Vault services. These services are continuing to pursue recovery actions. The next update will be provided in 60 minutes. All right. And here is a nice diagram of everything. All right. So it looks like the storage accounts, they're still down. The storage accounts are down. The key vaults are down. This is the rest of this. So everything is pretty much up. The rest of Azure Firewall, storage accounts. I don't know what's that. Whoa. Storage account. Storage account is down. The rest of the services are up. Yeah, what is that? That's another. Okay, the Key Vault. The Key Vault service, is that related to Active Directory? I guess. But yeah. But this is all the data centers. Look at that. US East, US East 2, Central US, Central US, US West, and then the Europe. And you can tell you like, okay, all the Middle East, Africa, Azure government, Azure China. Wow. But guys, if you go back, so as I said, when I read this, I was like, okay, this is very familiar. So I went back to my video that I recorded back in September 2019. September 2020, right? And went back, and thank God I have the links here. And when I got the links, I found a tweet from Microsoft on September 28, 2020. We're investigating an issue affecting access to multiple Microsoft 365 services. We're working to identify that. It's almost like copy-paste. And then we've published the number, and then I say, okay, we identify a recent change that appears to be the source of the issue. You see the pattern? It's always an install that breaks the global entire thing. That's exactly the same thing that happened. They made an install that broke things. Back in September, they made an install that broke things. They rolled back. We've rolled back the change, and it's likely the source of the impact, right? We're not, and then back in September, they didn't observe anything. They couldn't still, the initial, the establishment of connections are still bad. So did that work? And then we went through that stuff, and then they found the issue. I'm not going to go through that stuff again. I really commend the engineers behind this, right? Because we have to be empathetic and think. It's like, this is not easy. This job is not easy. They are serving the entire globe. And of course, outages happen, right? It's just, we really have to learn from our outage. I mean, it happened. And you would think Microsoft would catch that. Because like, fool me once, right? This is unacceptable for Microsoft. If it is what we think it is an install that broke things, which happened in September, I don't know what to say, to be honest. Yeah, I still commend the engineers. They're doing a great job bringing the services back up. They're working really hard to bring the services up. But I think unless this is a completely, from what we see here, maybe we're completely blind. Well, hey, maybe you say, Hussein, that's a completely different issue. We cannot recover from that. Yeah. Well, yeah, it did happen in September, but that was a completely different issue. But you would think there was some sort of mitigation. I might be wrong. I don't know. Right. But again, regardless, kudos to all the engineers on Microsoft working to bring the services back up and running. This is regardless, like, this is our brother and engineer, essentially, right? So all the best, and hope everybody gets back up and running soon. And guys, have you been affected by the outage? Let me know in the comment section below. I'm gonna see you on the next one. You guys stay awesome. Goodbye.